Brought to Book by Anthea Fraser. Read by Jacqueline Tong. Chapter 1. Rona Parish stood at her kitchen window, the letter in her hand, gazing out into the small paved patio that served as her garden. Unlike its neighbours, with their lawns and flower beds, it did not, in this bleak weather, look sad and uncared for, since the changing seasons were marked only by the succession of plants in the containers. On this February morning, they were rampant with evergreens, whose leaves, mottled in cream or rose, appeared touched with sunshine on even the greyest day. "Minimum work, maximum enjoyment," Max had said, when they bought the tall, narrow house in this quiet street. Rona's eyes dropped again to the letter forwarded by her publishers as she read it for the third time. Dear Miss Parish, having enjoyed your recent biography of Arthur Conan Doyle, I'm wondering if I could ask you to undertake one for my late husband, Theo Harvey. As you'll appreciate, there are a great many papers available and a large number of family and friends willing to be interviewed. If this request is of interest, perhaps you would care to telephone to arrange a meeting to discuss it. Sincerely, Merrill P. Harvey. Did she want to delve into another life so soon? Rona asked herself. The Doyle book had been exhausting, and she'd determined to give herself a break from biographies for a while. On the other hand, she might find the answer to questions that had puzzled the reading public for the last 2 years. Turning from the window, she picked up the phone. It rang for several minutes before it was answered. "Max, it's me," she said quickly. "I've just had a letter asking me to do Theo Harvey's bio. What do you think?" There was a pause.